You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. When I stopped at the ranch of Mark Fix, 20 miles up the Tongue River from Miles City, Montana, I found him in rubber boots, up to his ankles in mud, heading to his barn to check on a calf and its foster mother.
I'll show you this other lean-to area where we kind of use for the pulling the heifers and stuff, heifers, cows.
It's calving season, which is a crucial time for any cattle operation. Mark has his hands full, checking on the health of his cows, helping to deliver calves, sometimes in the middle of the night, and making sure that cows accept their offspring.
In this fire pen, I've got one of the heifers lost a calf, and I had a this one is a calf from one of the cows. It was really, really cold, and I brought him in, and I put him into a warming deal I've got, and I kept him overnight, and finally got him back to showing a little bit of life, and got a little bit of milk in him, and this other heifer had lost a calf, so I took this calf in and got him spliced onto one of the heifers, and he's been sucking that heifer real good, and so hopefully he'll continue to, stay on with that mom and do okay.
We enter a pen in a corner of the barn, and an Angus bull calf scrambles to get away from us.
Kind of a slow process, because I thought for sure the way he was going that, he wasn't going to survive. But and I'll show you this little deal here where I pull the calves. Just kind of go in here with the calf. Don't get a little excited. It's okay.
From the outside, the barn we're in is corrugated tin, like many of the ranch buildings in this part of the state. But the tin covers the original structure of peeled pine logs with a unique pole hayloft built by a family who homesteaded here in the early 1900s. The construction of the barn is simple but practical, with uneven dimensions and square iron nails, and it withstood the elements for a century until last summer. That's when a tornado with 100-mile-an-hour winds came tearing through this part of the Tongue River Valley, uprooting ancient cottonwood trees along the river, tearing the roof off Mark's house, and doing serious damage to the barn.
At the time, we thought, well, we're going to just tear the house down and rebuild. Same thing with the barn. Are we going to tear it down and rebuild? We didn't know what to do. And so the barn, I thought, well, what are we going to do here? In the old days, probably you would have got neighbors together and you would have rebuilt your barn. And I knew I had to get the barn fixed because, as you can see, it's in the middle of my corral. So basically, the pins of my corral are not complete without the barn. And these lean-to sections were totally taken down. And then half of the barn from the middle back was just, the total roof was gone.
Mark says that repairing his house was important, but that, in a way, rebuilding the barn was even more so. A functioning barn is crucial to his operation at all times of year, but he says he also wanted to keep the building intact because, to him, it represented continuity of ranching tradition in the Tongue River Valley. His neighbors were busy repairing their own storm-damaged buildings, so he had to find help elsewhere. He looked to a small Amish community about 70 miles down a gravel road toward Ashland, Montana. The Amish workers didn't drive, so Mark went down to pick up the crew every morning and drop them off every evening, adding 4 hours to his day. They used mostly hand tools, and they rebuilt his barn in about 2 weeks.
These Amish guys were just excellent carpenters, grabbing stuff and going around and getting stuff done. They're really good and hard workers. On the ends here, you can see on the very ends, we use some of that old tin. That old tin, it's kind of rusty looking, but they built that old tin really thick. It seems like it's twice as thick as the new tin, and it's pretty strong. And we tried to use some of the old trusses and stuff. You can see a pile of them over here that we took off. We tried to use the old wood wherever we could.
Thank you.
when I was out in Seattle, and I kind of felt like an ant on an anthill. All the scurrying people and stuff, and you know, kind of growing up, you know, you weren't used to many people. You kind of like to be out where it's quiet and, you know, see nature, and that kind of, you know, gets into your blood.
You've been listening to Mark Fix near Miles City, Montana. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Today's program was made possible by the generous support of the Montana Preservation Alliance and by a grant from the Preservation Services Fund for Montana of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. To see images of today's story, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.